It's time for the Theater Awards. Theater critic Michael Bourne looks at the nominees for Best New Play on Broadway.
I voted for the Outer Critics Circle Awards, and often on the ballot, all the nominees were worthy. Same for the Tony Awards, still to come, especially for Best New Play on Broadway. Oslo won the Outer Critics Award, written by J.T. Rogers and directed by Bartlett Sher. Oslo tells the backstory of the 1993 peace accords between Israelis and Palestinians, engineered in secret by Norwegian diplomats. Mostly the play is often hateful arguments, but the play humanizes the antagonists, especially when they somehow break through all the anger with insulting jokes. Though we know the accords will come together, and we know the peace will not last, Oslo is actually suspenseful and certainly thoughtful. I voted for Indecent, written by Paula Vogel with director Rebecca Teichman, a play, about the 1907 Sholem Ash play God of Vengeance, about a Jewish family that's well-to-do from operating a brothel, first performed in Yiddish when the show was translated in 1927 and produced in New York. The play became a scandal for having two of the women in the play fall in love and kiss passionately on stage. The actors were actually arrested for obscenity, but the play also shows the anti-Semitism against the play and in the play. Indecent includes an extraordinary theatrical coup when, at the outset, the actors begin telling the story. Dust cascades from their clothing, symbolic of the obscenity to come, the Holocaust. Sweat, written by Lynn Nottage and directed by Kate Wariski, presents factory workers in Reading, PA, a diverse community of friends hanging at a local bar, longtime friends. But when many of them get laid off, the friends fall apart. Racism, sexism, all the emotional and political troubles that separate people break the community, even into violence. Sweat also won an award, the Pulitzer Prize, for drama. A Doll's House Part II is the dark horse of the awards competition, a play that seems a dramatic stunt but is unnervingly compelling. Lucas Nath wrote and Sam Gold directed the play, an imagined sequel to the Ibsen classic A Doll's House, maybe the first feminist play about a wife, Nora, who climactically walks out on her family. A shock to the bourgeois sensibilities of 1879. Laurie Metcalf plays Nora, now returning in part two, successful, her clothing beautiful, her soul free. And yet, she wonders, what's happened to the family she abandoned? Does her husband want her back? What's most painful to Nora is that her daughter does not. Condola Rashad plays her daughter, cold-blooded and much more self-possessed than her mother. The Tony Awards ceremony happens on July 11th. And will, as always, spotlight the musicals more than the plays. There's no way to encapsulate with songs and dances all the powerful scenes of Oslo and Indecent and Sweat and A Doll's House Part II. All of them, Broadway's best plays. I'm Michael Bourne.